Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 7 till the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with a good friend, Cliff Inico, attorney at law, small business attorney, author of the Crowdfunding Handbook, and many other books that if you just check him out at succeedinginyourbusiness.com, you'll find out more about what he does to help folks. And be sure to check out his weekly column, which keeps me informed. Cliff, thanks again for being here. We got this tax thing, tax filing date coming up in a week or so, don't we?
Yeah, we sure do. That's it. And now, of course, everybody's panicking and, you know, trying. It's sort of funny. The 2 weeks before tax time, my phone goes quiet. It's the strangest thing because everybody's doing their taxes, I think. They're
right.
Just too busy to call their attorney. Unless, of course, they have a thorny, knotty question that they need an immediate answer to. That's when I do get a call from them. But first of all, I guess with only a week to go, I guess my advice to people would be don't panic. If you truly need to extend the time for filing, you can easily do so. The IRS guarantees you a 6-month extension if you file Form 4868, and that'll take you to October 14th. But the big mistake that people get into is they file the extension, and then they go to sleep, and then October 14th, they're right back where they were 6 months previously. If you're going to go on extension, make a commitment that you're going to get the bloody thing done by May or June. Don't wait the full 6 months. To present that all you're doing is you're kicking the can down the road, as the politicians say.
But there are, look, I haven't filed on time in decades. I don't have any plans to change. It takes pressure off of you. It takes pressure off of your relationship with your accountant. It does some deal with people who won't file extensions. I think you're going to get a better return. And I've talked to dozens of people all around the IRS, all different connections to the IRS, including the IRS, and the one common statement from everybody is nobody ever connected an extension to an audit.
It's true. It is not an audit trigger. It's probably the best thing you can do. The one downside, though, and this is something I always tell people, is people have gotten very lazy when it comes to filing 1099s.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, I got a 1099 in July.
Wow.
Okay, now, forgive me, that's inexcusable.
Right,
it's against the law, but if they pay a penalty, you know, which used to be $50, now I think it's $100.
It's gone up, yeah.
They can get away with that. And that's a pain in the neck, because if I had filed my tax return on April 15th, mm-hmm. and let's say that, you know, I happened to miss that one particular client, all of a sudden now I have to amend my tax return to increase the amount of
mm-hmm.
It's a pain in the neck.
And the cost and the trouble is more than whatever they paid you, probably.
Precisely, exactly right. So in my business, I kind of go on extension just as an automatic default because I know there's going to be one person out there mm-hmm. that is going to send me a 1099, you know, after April 15th. Now, of course, if you're reporting, and by the way, you should always report every penny of your income. That is the one thing the IRS really does not like. If you underreport your income, they do not see that as an honest mistake. They see mm-hmm. that as a problem at that mm-hmm. point, and the baseball bats come out.
And they get ill about that.
Right. The other thing you have to know is that if you're going on extension, you still have to pay your tax liability by April 15th, if you owe money.
Mm-hmm.
So if you do your taxes and you feel you owe, you have to write that check now. You don't get to defer that.
However, there are exceptions, right, where you can pay them something, tell them why you can't pay the other, and if you need to, there's a way of getting an excuse for not paying it that will avoid the penalty but not the interest, right?
That is correct. You still have to pay the interest but not the penalty. My suggestion is have your accountant fill out that form and that letter because there's a certain story the IRS wants to hear, and unless you live in this world like we do, you don't know what that story is. So make sure you do it that way if you have a situation like that, you know, and just don't wait until October 15th to get your
and of course
your act
together. if you're a legal entity, if you're an LLC, a C corp, or an S corp, You know, you've got different filing dates. The S-corps already should have already been filed or extended in March. C-corps this year got moved to April. LLCs also are April. So
multi-member LLCs. If you're a single-member LLC, it goes with your individual tax return.
But September 15th and October, in October 6th, 17th are big days, so you got to keep up with that too. And also,
put them on your calendar now and make up your mind. You'll do a better job next year.
And don't forget your quarterly taxes are due as well next week.
Yep, your estimated taxes. Yeah. That's a show for another day.
There you go. Hey, Cliff, good job today. Come
Jim,
back
always
soon.
A pleasure, man.
Yeah, Cliff Inico, ladies and gentlemen. SucceedingInYourBusiness.com. Check him out. You'll thank me later for telling you about that. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.